Researcher claims unmarked grave contains 1950 Lake Michigan plane crash victims. From Wikinews, the free news source at wikinews.org. Sunday, September 14, 2008. A researcher from Holland, Michigan claims to have found an unmarked grave containing human remains from Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 2501. The airliner vanished over Lake Michigan in 1950 with 55 passenger and 3 crew. Valerie von Heist says she has discovered that human remains washed ashore after the June 23rd crash, the cause of which remains undetermined, although severe weather at the time may have had an impact. She says that after the remains appeared, they were placed in a mass grave in nearby Riverview Cemetery in St. Joseph without the relatives being notified. The grave was never marked. Both the Michigan Shipwreck Research Associates, who document shipwrecks in the area, and author Clive Kessler have spent years searching for the McDonnell Douglas DC-4, but without success. Van Heist said of the victims' relatives, after more than half a century, they are still interested in learning what befell their loved ones. One 89-year-old woman in New York lost her mother in the crash. She told me, "Valerie, please help find her before I die." A black granite monument engraved with the names of everyone on board has been donated by a funeral home in South Haven. It will be unveiled at a ceremony on September 20th. The families of 47 of the 58 victims have been notified of the new developments. This sound file and all text in the article are released under Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. This sound recording was made on Sunday, September 14th, 2008, by Kevin Fields.